Ramsey. Excellent work, Ramsey.
What's next?
Why don't you try relaxing?
But now, he's about to land in a place even he isn't prepared for. Suburbia.
Get to know the locals. Blend in.
How do you know which ones are the right ones?
Can't just squeeze it a bit.
Wow,
I found a good one.
Here, they have strange ways of fighting.
You got any idea what we're going to do to you?
Let me guess. You're going to pound my face.
What, are you nuts? So nice. We're going to see you.
They have bizarre means of protection.
Stand back. You are taking us. Back off now. No, please, wait. Let's talk about this.
There are dangers he's never seen. So you'd better not fake him out.
Must be a K-7 force field. I'll break you out of there. Glad I could help.
Or take him on. For Hulk Hogan, it's no game. It's war.
Do you belong to some kind of army? Or you just go around doing good like some kind of superhero?
Hulk Hogan, Christopher Lloyd.
I was frozen today!
Suburban Commando.
My cat! My cat! That's not my cat!
Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage, We Hate Movies! Los Angeles, what is happening?
Hello.
All right. Smells pretty good in here. Who's got nachos? A lot of you. You guys are all close. Apologies in advance. I'm Andrew Jubin.
Chris Cabin.
Steven Sadak.
Eric Siska.
And we are We Hate Movies from New York City.
Are we too fat for Los Angeles? Or
I think we are.
Yeah, 100%.
Okay, that's okay.
We've been asking for cheese on everything and all sorts of looks.
Ordering a lot of doubles of things.
Yeah, you know,
a lot of that's all we're gonna get.
I should not have eaten that much pork.
Oh,
sex tape jokes. You guys remember the dialogue from Hulk Hogan's sex tape? A show of hands, who's seen it? You okay, fucking dirty liars.
You're all liars.
All right, yeah, a couple of people right there. God bless you.
When did this turn into a witch hunt?
I'm trying to find friends.
Okay.
It's not a witch hunt. Now, really quick, by a show of just, you know, the applause you just gave, how many people are familiar with the program we run on the internet?
All right, that's
good. Cool. So, if you're not, apologies in advance. A little bit of a wake-up call, maybe. But so we are a show where we take a bad movie and just kind of, like, poke little holes in it, make fun of it, kind of maybe slander people sometimes.
Several times at least.
Bring up embarrassing sex tapes. But honestly, like, that guy walked out okay.
Yeah. He walked out totally fine.
He's just fine.
You know, he walked out of that sex tape better than he crawled into that sex tape. That is the most successful sex tape of all time.
It's the Star Wars of sex tapes, really. It's a blockbuster.
It's a fuckbuster. Yeah.
Jesus.
Looks not, he busted the bed, he busted his gut with the pork.
But nutbuster?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe a nut buster. No proof.
But honestly, before that, could he have pulled off a funeral bandana? I don't think so. I think he really that owned it.
That didn't stop him from trying.
No.
How many wrestler funerals did he attend with a funeral bandana? All of them?
It's respectful. That's the way you do it. You don't want to wear a suit. You want to wear a sleeveless t-shirt with your past friend on it. And
spandex. A lot of spandex. Because
I feel like if you're wearing a suit, it's like, look at that fucking phony over there dressing up for Benoit's big day.
Oh, no.
Come on.
No.
How long has it been?
Not long enough.
Apparently. He was beloved.
I know.
So tonight, Suburban Commando from the grand year of our Lord, 1991. Directed by Burt Kennedy. Rest in peace.
Oh, he passed away?
Oh, he's long dead.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I think he died, like many people associated with this movie, the year it came out. Or shortly thereafter.
Or if you worked stunts on the film, you died the year before it came out.
Yeah. We got a dead stuntman on Suburban Commando.
It's kind of a hidden dead stuntman. It needs to be black for Carl or something.
No. They did it the right way. Because, listen, whenever someone dies making a movie, right, you better hope that movie's good.
Uh-huh.
Can you imagine Carl up in heaven or down in hell or stuck here on this plane thinking Suburban Commando was dedicated to me? That fucking sucks.
That's a lot of cursing.
There's also like a second unit situation, Eep. Like, it wasn't even, like, the Hulkster's stuntman.
Oh, Christopher Lloyd's stuntman, you think?
Oh, well, that could be.
So, this movie... Did anyone watch this movie in preparation for the... Okay, all right.
Oh!
You sap.
Was it for the first time?
Yeah.
That split the room right down the middle. Perfect.
So, this is about Hulk Hogan, and he is a... he's not really a suburban commando. That's a bit of a lie.
No.
He's an alien with an American name.
What? Shep Ramsey. You know, that, like those alien names, Shep Ramsey.
Is that really American or just Minnesotan? It's really what I'm...
Are you saying Minnesota's not America?
Yes.
Oh.
I didn't know you felt that way. Don't they have the Mall of America?
Yeah, they do.
Okay, maybe that gets them out.
You got right now, spinning lies. Yeah, I mean, either way, it's not a name for an alien.
No.
He's got to be Zardoz the Destroyer.
Yes,
and when he comes to Earth, it's like, oh, I can't call myself that, obviously. I don't know. Shep Ramsey.
You know what you're asking, though? For a screenwriter to come up with two different names?
Oh, big
that's
problem
lot,
for the writer of Suburban Commando.
You got to think of the audience. That might confuse them.
Wait, I thought his name was Zardoz the Destroyer. What's happening? I'm lost in Suburban Commando. So he's like a weird, like, space cop sort of...
Yeah.
Mercenary, almost, I would say.
A little bit of a mercenary. Yeah, you know what? He's a laser for hire.
Yeah.
So, there we go.
There's like a Star Wars homage in the beginning of this.
Oh, it's a straight, dirty, shithole ripoff.
Ripoff. That's the word.
It's not a homage. No. It's not an homage. It's not a wink. It's a fucking dirty ripoff.
Yeah. In homage, you kind of want to do something a little different. This is the exact same fucking
It's a little different in that it looks really shitty.
Okay.
But it's the same, like, the Star Destroyer's coming right at the top of the frame. There's things sort of bleep-blooping at it, you know. It's just missing that crawl at the beginning.
And, like, there's this guy whose name is Suter, another great alien name.
That's an homage to Chief Justice David Suter, of course.
And, you know, they could have
served on the bench 1990 to 2009, he did.
At least spelled it with a Z, you know?
Oh, Suter.
Suter. How about that?
Hey, Suter.
Oh, the Brian Setzer Orchestra? They show up, maybe?
Sure.
Zoot, I think Zoot Suit Riot was Cherry Pop and Daddy's.
Oh, man.
Fuck! You know, note for editing this later, cut that part out. Cut that big band inaccuracy out.
Maybe all that ska shit's from outer space.
Oh, now you're bringing ska into it?
Is there a difference?
There's a large difference, yeah. We'll talk about it after the show.
So the president of space has been kidnapped?
And it is the... No, he's not being facetious. It's a doggone president.
They're calling him Mr. President.
Sure.
I think he's president of the galaxy, of whatever galaxy this is. It's not our galaxy, I don't think. No. I don't know if it's far, far away.
It's just far away.
Yes.
Well, he's been to Earth. He says he's been to Earth before, and he fucking hates us all.
Yeah.
So yeah, where's that prequel? Where's that prequel where he's got problems with Earth? Explain what that is.
I want that. You know, like he's
Earthling ex-wife?
Oh, yeah. And he just hates it so much, or he comes down and starts kicking dogs and stuff.
Oh, totally. Oh, great. I got to go back where Deborah's from. That fucking nasty Deborah.
So Suter is dressed like he's about to give the commencement address at a community college, which is like this. It's a really not great Emperor Palpatine robe.
Again, it's a really shithole ripoff movie.
I'm not even sure it's an accredited community college.
That's like a Trump university.
Yeah. So, and he's got the president. He's like, you know, Mr. President, give it up. You know, sign over the galaxy to me. Only one man could save him at that point.
Yeah, who's that?
That's a Shep Ramsey played by Hulk Hogan.
Oh, right.
The role originated by Hulk Hogan.
But was originally intended for Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, yeah.
And then Danny DeVito was supposed to play the Christopher Lloyd part,
yeah,
according to Wikipedia mythos.
Oh, yeah. Who knows what's being made up on there.
Christopher Lloyd, like, they made the costumes so long ago. And, like, you know, Hogan has to squeeze into Arnie's outfit, but Christopher Lloyd has to squeeze into Danny DeVito's.
This is too small! This jacket's going to tear! It's going to tear!
Is this technically a midriff I have here?
Oh, that would look pretty sexy.
I could go for that. He should have had a midriff in that Star Trek 3.
Oh, he's playing a Klingon.
Klingon midriff? That would get weird real
Speaking
quick.
Of yikes.
So he winds up, you know, No, I'm sorry.
No, the exact opposite of saving.
He, like, you know, he shoots up a bunch of dudes. He gets captured. And to save him, the president now cuts off Suter's hand. And he's like an alien? He's like a big, scary alien?
It's like a tease for the end of the movie because it's like, again, we're ripping off Star Wars. This hand goes, but then like a little gleep-glop like slithers out of it.
Just like what happened to Luke Skywalker.
Oh, he had an alien hand under there?
Yeah, that's why he put a black glove on it because it's weird.
Oh, makes total sense.
That's what you forgot in the original cut is it going,
Leia's like, can I see your weird hand? Is that the weird one? Can I see it?
That's back when George Lucas thought less was more. Like, let's not show the wampa. Uh-huh.
So then, like, the president's like, hey, Chef Ramsay, I set it up for you. Save me as I am indeed the galactic president. And Chef Ramsay goes, see you later.
Leaves him for dead.
He leaves the president of the galaxy for dead.
He not only does that, he sets up his death for
He plants all the bombs that kills him.
It's an assassination on a president of the galaxy.
Which is why those bounty hunters are after him. I don't think they're related to Suter at all.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Undertaker and the other guy?
Yeah, Undertaker and the other guy.
Chris Longo.
Tony Longo.
Tony Longo.
Chris Longo's a guy we used to work with.
Oh, yes. You're right.
All the Tony Longo heads, stay in your seats. We got him. We got him.
They've all seen House Guests. They know what I'm talking about.
By the way, speaking of long dead...
Oh, he died.
Oh, he
died.
Yeah, he passed away.
It's a real rogues gallery of dead people.
Dude, Suburban Commando was cursed.
For a movie that came out in 1991.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, there's more original stars from Casablanca still walking the earth.
I'll have to check on that, but I'm pretty sure you're right.
Okay. So he escapes like a coward in his escape pod. And then, like, his boss kind of lightly chews him out. There's, like, a fat Brian Cox.
Yes, and it's kind of like if you just, like, missed some sort of report deadline at work. It's not like you let the president of the galaxy not only die, but, like, you technically murdered him with your own space grenade. Well, it's like, you know, Shep, there was a little bit of a whiff back there on the last mission.
Yeah, the old Shep Ramsay wouldn't have let the president die.
Yeah, we know you've been pretty stressed at work, Shep, so since you let the president of the galaxy die, you should probably take a vacation.
And he is not happy with that. There's so many other things he wants to do. He's like, why can't I go exterminate terrorists or become a galactic narc?
Narc is the one he sounds really excited for.
Galactic Narcos, maybe? It's like over... there's way too much voiceover in that part.
That joke only works if anyone watches Netflix's Narcos.
No.
Nope. By the sound of that, it's maybe four of you.
But yeah, I don't know. Space drugs, huh? That's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, spice.
Oh, well, that could, yeah.
Oh,
could
the Han Solo spice.
Spice.
Yeah.
Spice. It's in Star Wars and Dune, right?
Yeah. I'll take your word for it.
Well,
on Dune.
It works.
Hold on. Earth is established, also. You also got Earth drugs in play.
Oh, could that be a thing, right? And this is actually kind of a better movie, right? The idea that, like, there's a guy on Earth. Maybe he's involved with Netflix Narcos. And he's getting, like, coke out into the galaxy.
Yep.
Like, homegrown Earth cocaine. And he's getting it out there. And Shep Ramsey, as, you know, space narc, do it to it. Mm-hmm. That's a movie.
He's got to, like, bust all this Oxycontin flying.
Oh, that's true. The villain's played by Rush Limbaugh.
Yes.
I got to get messed up on that shit. Get back here.
And in the
Shep Ramsey, get back here. Man, 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 man. Vomit, vomit.
And he's, like, he's always in zero gravity, and that's why he's so fat.
Oh, yeah. He's like the people in WALL-E. He's just got a little motor chair. He goes around.
And he loves Oxy.
Yeah.
I don't know the last time you gentlemen watched the film Heavy Metal from the 19-whatevers.
Oh, I... Yeah.
1980s?
Not recently.
I believe that John Candy and Harold Ramis cartoons are doing cocaine in that, and they're aliens.
Oh.
So they're like, they're blowing rails. Maybe that's where that
came
from.
Shared cinematic universe?
Yes.
Oh, shit. Suburban Commando prequel.
Yeah.
It all started in Heavy Metal.
So, like most things, actually. A lot of things started in Heavy Metal. So this dude's like, you know, go on vacation. And since he at one point smashes some control panel and he's like, well, you broke your navigation system. So you're on a course for Earth. So I guess that is where you're going. And he's like, fucking Deborah. I hate Earthlings. And he goes to Earth. Mm-hmm. And then we don't know what's going on because then we're introduced to Christopher Lloyd. Christopher Lloyd in this movie is a put-upon, spineless businessman.
An architect.
It's important. Oh, yes.
He's just like you.
Architect is like the number two movie job. Advertising agent is one.
Yeah.
Architect is two. And nobody knows shit about architecture. And who write these movies? They're just like, oh, I gotta draw this door in this house. Now that's my job, right? I draw doors and houses.
The French arch really brought out the room.
My God, look at that bay window. It's a mess. Marty, it's a mess.
I forgot to put the bathroom. Like, yeah, obviously.
Now, but
all the Italian tiles in the kitchen.
Gotta go back in time, put in some plumbing.
Man, Italian tiles, you have good taste. But here's my question, though, Steve, because you've brought this up before, the idea that, like, you know, yeah, nobody knows anything about architecture and movies.
Including myself.
But, you know, for the purposes of, say, a film like, I don't know, Suburban Commando... You know, maybe it is just a job that's building drawer. Why do I want to sit around and listen to Christopher Lloyd throw out, like, legit architecture things?
It's true. I really just need him to hold a blueprint, and I'm good.
Believe it. And I'll believe it. That's it. You say you're an architect? Okay, cool. Christopher Lloyd.
Then you're good, because that's what he does in this movie, is hold a blueprint.
I paid a fucking ticket to watch Hulk Hogan smash things.
Yeah, this wasn't a Christopher Lloyd buy. I wasn't like, ooh, the new Christopher Lloyd.
Some people were definitely saying it.
Weren't they?
Yeah, some people.
Okay.
So, yeah, Shelley Duvall is his wife.
Yes.
She's moving from acting with Robin Williams and acting with
Jack Nicholson
famously.
Robert Altman movies.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It's directed by Stanley Kubrick to being in Suburban Commando.
Yeah. It's what you call a fall from grace. But, or it's called building the bathroom and you need the money. I mean, I don't know.
Also, to be fair, what? Did her scenes take a day to shoot?
Yeah, she's...
Maybe? Oh, there's a couple of costume changes. I don't really know.
12-hour shift?
Something tells me this movie wasn't on time. Or on budget.
Oh, that brings up a good point. You know who the executive producer of this film was?
Oh, who?
Oh, what, Lorne Michaels?
No.
You know, Hulk, a couple of things in the script we have to go over.
Okay, brother.
No, Hulk.
Shoot, brother.
I've asked you not to call me brother several times at this point.
Hulk Hogan executive produced this movie.
What?
He was making decisions behind and in front of the camera.
What a fucking mistake. What an utter disaster decision.
You know, I was watching The Shining the other day, brother, and I was so taken with Shelley Duvall. She's got to be the wife of this movie. I mean, man, what... She could fill the screen. The choices she made in that role, man. No,
I'm sorry. Don't tell me you can't find Shelley Duvall's phone number, brother. It's got to be out there in the Hollywood handbook somewhere. Go eat this Cuban sandwich while I wait.
So, Larry Miller's...
God bless you.
She's like, oh, there's bills we need to pay. Go ask for the raise.
And this is the thing, because this is a product of the late 80s. This is when the middle class was waking up, and they were realizing Reaganomics wasn't happening.
Sure.
He's got to be fighting for that promotion, but he's spineless, so, like, his wife's, like, literally strangling yeah. him in this movie. It's a weird sex game,
it's
I think.
It's a sex game, for sure. Yeah.
Linda choking. Want to play the old choking fuck? It's the only way I can go.
When you see the blood capsules pop in my eyes, that means I'm ready to go. Not that that happens. I don't know.
I don't know.
Safe word is banana.
The safe word is travel back in time.
Do you think, like she's just choking him out, and he's there, and he's there, and he's there, and 88 miles per hour! Hey, how many people thought they were going to come here tonight and listen to an impression of Christopher Lloyd having sex?
Yeah, all right. All right.
Wow.
Oh, they expect it now.
Fair enough.
So Larry Miller is his boss, and he
loves Larry Miller.
Yeah, he's great. So is Hulk Hogan. He saw him. He's at the Hollywood
what?
Improv. He's like,
wait. Hulk Hogan loves Larry Miller.
Yeah, yeah.
Not you also love Hulk Hogan. Because I said I love Larry Miller.
I mean, I like Hulk Hogan. He seems like a nice guy. He might be in the audience.
No, he's...
Hey, Terry!
He's down at that beach shop he owns. That's my dream, by the way. My retirement dream is to own a beach shop in where, right outside, there's a huge rubber statue of me. Hogan's Surf Shop.
Check it out.
Co-run by you and Hogan.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Terry and I are going to try to, you know, split that.
He'll probably give you a signed bandana.
Well, he listens to this.
He had that pasta shop in the Mall of America to bring it around, right?
Oh, yeah. Wait. What?
You didn't know about this?
Pasta shop?
Didn't he, like, Pasta Mania?
Pasta Mania? No!
Has someone heard of that? Yes.
Yeah, oh my God!
There you go. He had like a whole pasta. Like it was gonna be a franchise.
Gonna have to carbo load, brother.
Okay. It shit the bed.
Did it?
Yeah.
Weird.
Well, wait.
We're out of business.
Wait, was it like Aunt Annie's, where like they were like shaped like a bandana or like a bicep? Or
it was dude, exactly every like waiter that. At that restaurant had to wear a black bandana.
Okay, I'm gonna have the gnocchi, and the lady here is going to let Pasta Mania run wild all over her.
Oh, and sorry. Can you come back for a second? Can I have the bowl of the leg drop soup? Thank you.
So, yeah, he doesn't get this raise because he's just a coward, right?
Yeah, he goes in and he's like, hey, Larry Miller, can I have a raise?
Yeah.
Well, Larry's a lot of raise.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's more accurate.
Yeah.
Well, and Larry Miller, you know, the amazing Larry Miller is playing. Like, I don't think Larry Miller had any written dialogue. It was just like, like go in and just make fun of Christopher Lloyd and steal his character's ideas.
Hey, Larry, can you belittle that guy?
Yeah, got it.
Done.
Not a problem for Larry Miller.
No.
And so Hogan, like, is in an ex-disco club. That's where his spaceship lands.
And the gag is, it's called the landing pad.
Oh.
Yeah. You guys get it? I will explain that after.
So he's like, oh, he kind of does a Terminator where he has to get, like, human clothes, right?
That's man, can you imagine if this movie started, though? Hulk Hogan gets out of that spaceship. Those fucking cheeks just flapping. Stupid family movie. Cheekless family. Yeah. Yeah. All you see is the bald crown and the fucking mullet and the fucking bent ass. Oh, hot.
That's the way to travel. That's how you travel in time. Not a DeLorean.
Yeah, that's true.
Is it a naked ball?
You're on to something, man.
All right, Marty, take your clothes off. We're going to go travel back in time.
What?
Wait, what?
I know you're in high school, just don't tell your parents.
Stop hanging out with that Doc Brown.
No, we're going to leave your girlfriend behind.
He kept telling me I had to do it at the mall.
He bought me
dinner at Pasta Mania, and then we went out to the JCPenney parking lot, and he said we were going to do a science experiment.
I ended up choking him.
Kept yelling something about 88 miles an hour. You're going to see some serious shit.
I mean, he was talking about the Libyans for a while. I think he's just off in his own world,
it's just
man.
Such odd pillow talk, isn't it?
So he like there's some fat guy speaking of pasta. He's eating some pasta mania.
Yeah, maybe with the idea came from this.
Yeah. He's eating pasta. He's got his dog tied up. And the thing about Shep Ramsey is he's got a really acute sense of right and wrong.
Oh, big time.
And yeah. So he thinks that that's wrong. So we got a nice little star wipe, and it switches.
Well, because the dog is not tied up. The dog is locked in a car with the window rolled up.
Which
is
with a muzzle on.
Yeah.
It's a crime.
It's a crime.
It is a crime, yeah.
It's a terrible thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And so Shep Ramsey notices this.
You're like, well, that ain't right, brother.
Star or flip wipe. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And this dog is eating the pasta. And this fat pig is locked in the truck.
Naked.
Yeah, because Shep Ramsey also
with
took
a
his
muzzle
clothes.
On.
Yeah,
like,
muzzle
like he's
on.
Going back in time or something.
It's hot as fuck, dude.
And like now Shep Ramsey dressed like a photojournalist for most of this movie. Like he's got
a wartime photojournalist.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
Duffel bag, cargo pants.
And like Christopher Lloyd has a shitty day, he goes home and he's like, all I want to do is go to the garage and bang stuff, which is what he says.
Yeah, he's got like a man cave where I think he's tuning up skateboards.
And that seems to be it.
Yeah, it's just skateboards. I think he's a skateboard enthusiast. Probably from my days of hanging out with the Lords of Dogtown. Why not? They were surfing, but on the sidewalk! Sidewalk surfing! Genius, they changed the world.
So he goes home, and Shelley Duvall is now in a she's wearing like a sexy outfit. She's wearing a wig.
It's her finest Cher Halloween costume.
And like she tries to have sex with him, that doesn't happen, and he's like, oh, I just want to go to the garage. And she's like, oh, I made that into an apartment for somebody to pay the bills.
By the way, in one work day,
yes,
I've renovated this entire garage. I also found time to go out and buy a wig, which leads me to believe, no, she didn't. That wig is pre-existing.
Oh, okay.
I'm pretty sure it is.
Hey, baby, after dinner tonight, maybe we could turn back time. You get my drift?
I rented Moonstruck.
Oh, man.
Get the big knife.
The only thing I know from Moonstruck.
Oh, this will be as accurate as possible.
So he goes in.
I'm Nicolas Cage.
Something. He's
sorry.
All pissed off, and sure enough, wouldn't you know it, Hulk Hogan wants to rent an apartment from him.
What are the odds?
And it's before credit checks. It's before birth certificates, I guess.
Before birth certificates.
I guess so. 1991.
Listen, they're desperate, dude. They've been sold a fucking pack of lies about trickle-down 80s economics. They are on hard times.
So they allow this drifter into their home.
Of course.
This is a dangerous drifter.
Oh, it's the most dangerous drifter that's ever drifted through town.
But space also, drifter. I don't think they're caring that much about it, because if you look at the place she redid for whoever's going to live here...
Looks like the set of a cheap porno, by the way.
Not even... Worse than that. There's like...
Worse than a cheap porno.
Yes.
Okay.
Because there's an industrial drill in the middle of the thing with a plant on top of it.
Sure.
And that's it.
Well, listen, it was one work day. She can't do everything.
I'm not blaming her. I'm just saying what's happening.
Painting a picture. It. You're painting a picture for the audience.
Yeah, very good. What's awesome in this moment, too, it's a great blink and you miss it moment of Christopher Lloyd cowardice. Because he's about to drink a nice hearty glass of milk. Because Shelley Duvall's like, let's have sex like Cher and Sonny. And he's like, no, I can't possibly. I need an ice cold glass of milk. And he goes to the fridge. And then that's when Shep Ramsey comes a knock and he's like, now what? Interrupting my milk. And he opens the door and they do like a tilt up, like foot to, you know, crotch.
Oh, oh,
and
that's he's a like, big man.
And then he goes, it's for you, wife. Like, what? Dude, this fucking serial killer comes to your door, and you're like, oh, it must be for my tiny wife, you fucking coward.
They are one step away from divorce this entire movie. Oh,
yeah. And he is one step closer to murdering his entire family and killing himself.
It's definitely on the table.
Yeah, oh, it is on the table from the opening credits. Executive produced by Hulk Hogan, maybe Christopher Lloyd will kill his entire family.
We certainly don't see the kids that often, and they're just
because they're scared of him.
He's the Hogan. The Hulkster is hanging out with the neighborhood kids mostly. Like usually in this kind of fish out of water comedy, like sure he's gonna come in, he's gonna like endear himself to the daughter. Maybe he like you know she's got a shitty boyfriend, and the little kid's got to learn something about football. You know that movie? You've
That's
seen that
how
movie?
It goes. That's since the dawn of cinema.
House Guest again?
Yeah, exactly. No one saw House Guest.
Was this pre or post House Guest?
This is pre House Guest.
Oh, pre House Guest. All right.
So yeah,
another America.
The two eras of cinema: pre and post Sinbad's House Guest.
That's how I define most things in my life. Did that happen before or after
so
House Guest? Came
that's
out?
What they mean by old Hollywood and new Hollywood.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it. Got
George,
it.
George Lucas made his best stuff right after House Guest.
So, new American cinema.
So, like, we got a bunch of fish out of water gags. Like, him just around the neighborhood.
This movie's, like, 75% fish out of water gags. Mm-hmm. It's, like, the neighborhood kid stuff. He slips on a skateboard, which you're laughing your tits off the whole time. He's got also his neighbors. He's got some, like, obese gearhead neighbors that love picking on Christopher Lloyd, parking their little, like, they're not dune buggies. What are
Formula One racers, kind of. You know,
is that what they are?
They're really tiny
What's
guys.
What's the thing where it's like a car that goes real fast and there's a parachute behind it? Yeah, like drag racing, funny car type things.
Like Daniel Brühl cars, I call those.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Is that a technical term? What?
That movie, Daniel Brühl.
The Ron Howard picture.
Yeah.
Oh,
everybody saw that.
Was that the one with the whale?
No.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Just checking.
But that's the great credit line. Like, you know, Hulk Hogan gets in his face. He's like, what are you going to do? Beat me up, brother. You're gonna knock my teeth out. You're going to rip my guts out through my eyeballs, brother. And he's like, it's an ad. We're going to sue you. He does
and
that
the fucking theater goes, yay! Litigation! Come on with your Sue jokes.
I saw that on L.A. Law, yay! Yeah. Oh, you definitely came out to the theater for L.A. Law.
Dude, every episode someone's getting sued on L.A. Law. What was it? Oh, wait. Never mind.
There's also, now this neighborhood, a lot of colorful characters.
Sure, oh, sure.
The Colonel.
Who's
an elderly alcoholic.
Sure.
Still wears
like most of them turn into.
Parked his old Jeep on the lawn.
Yeah, I can't wait to get to this point. Wearing a military uniform.
Oh, in your own life, not in the movie.
No, yeah, my own life.
Okay, yeah.
That's my retirement plan. You got your surf shop. I'm getting drunk in the yard.
Perfect.
And he's just—he's always watching Christopher Lloyd come home and just laughing at him.
Just can you imagine every day you get out of your car and about 6 to 7 people laugh in your face, and they live on either side of you? No wonder this murder-suicide is right around the corner. Belittled at work, belittled at home.
Yeah,
this poor fuck man.
He needs a 400-pound space alien to teach him how to take care of himself. That's the only way that he's going to get out of this jam, man.
I just got to shake him out.
Oh, there's a great gag somewhere around here where, like, he slips on that skateboard and he gets mad and he, like, Hulk throws it. And not Hulk like Hulk Hogan, like Green Hulk, because this thing fucking goes. And there's a stupid gag later, and it's like the screenwriters don't know how space works because there's someone in a spacecraft. Yeah, no, can you believe it? There's someone like looking out a spacecraft window and that skateboard just floats by. And it's like, how did this little piece of wood get through the atmosphere?
Maybe this is how they're getting all the Oxycontin off of Earth.
Just grabs it. Just chucking it.
Chuck it. The Star Destroyer will pick it up.
This is all piecing together.
Yeah.
Get Netflix Narcos on the phone. We're about to crack it.
You can't call Netflix Narcos.
They call you?
Yeah, that's how that works.
Oh, okay.
Space Narcos. They're just so good.
So, the other part of this is like these bounty hunters who are probably Secret Service because the president was killed. Played by Tony Longo, the other played by The Undertaker for you wrestling fans out there. His film debut, which was exciting.
Is it also his film curtain call?
Yeah.
Has he been in other motion pictures?
Look, I just think if you watch The Undertaker act, he doesn't say anything in the movie, but he commands the screen.
You know, because the thing why I wanted to hire Mark, I call him Mark because we're friends from the WWF.
He acts with his eyes. And you talk to anybody. You talk to Stella Adler. You talk to Carrot Top. They'll all tell you. You can act with your eyes. That's, brother, you're now, sitting
now,
pretty.
Steven, I mean, can I call you brother? I think the Undertaker would make an excellent Schindler.
We're always backstage on the road. He's writing down all sorts of lists.
Man, the amount of apple carts Ben Kingsley would need to act opposite the Undertaker.
They'd have to rob an orchard.
The Undertaker's like very baby-faced in this movie, yeah, too. He's looking all like, you know, he's starstruck. He can't believe he's in a major motion picture.
It's fucking ridiculous.
So they're on their way, and the idea is like they can only track him by means of like his ship and or his right. like really stupid space stuff that he's got.
If they shoot, they can tell if he's shot something.
Yeah. So like you do if you're a creepy landlord and you know you're one step away from suicide, you're going to root through your new enormous tenant's things.
Oh, yeah. You know why? To see if he's worth taking out, too. Just checking. If he's got, like, a secret gold stash or something, like maybe this dude robbed a bank beforehand, take that guy out, too. You're sitting pretty. You won't have to kill yourself. You can move down to Florida and open a beach shop.
You can burn the whole house down. Nobody will know that's what's going on.
Oh, actually, that's the thing, right? Because they, like, whoever, the census takers, the government, right, they don't know that you took in this drifter. Mm-hmm. So they check out that burnt pile of rubble. Four bodies in there.
Hold on.
You're fucking
hold
done.
Hold on. Hold on. Hold on.
What?
This presupposes that the autopsy they're going to do, they're going to look at Hulk Hogan's body. They're like, oh, yeah, that's Christopher Lloyd. Yeah, that's it. That's it. Hulk Hogan has three hearts. There's not
now, that you bring up a great question.
Okay.
What is going on with the anatomy of Hulk Hogan in this movie?
The alien Hulk Hogan. Shep Ramsey, the alien name.
Yeah, no, I mean, Hulk was, you know, probably just hulking out, always. No, but I mean, yeah, Shep Ramsey, because, like, he just looks like Hulk Hogan. There's not one single attempt to make him an alien of any kind, but it raises the question, what's going on with the genitalia?
I mean, we saw...
It's the We Hate Movies hard question that we always have to ask with aliens.
Does it raise that question? Is that question raised by the film itself?
No, but it should have.
Okay, sure.
Because there's that one part where that dog's eating pasta, like, minutes before that, all these ladies are like, oh my God, look at Hulk Hogan.
Which, first of all, nice try.
Like, there's these ladies, like, cartoon wolf drooling over him.
Yeah, it's like, Hulk Hogan's like, if your gym teacher was in an atomic blast, he would look like Hulk Hogan.
Well, like, the guy is walking around in an outfit that looks like your job, your real day-to-day job, is getting shot by a shotgun.
Is that his job?
Range, like, at some range, see how powerful it is?
Oh, like gun tester.
Yeah.
You know.
But so,
I'm a professional gun tester.
Well, like, okay, so Suter is part, like, green gleep-glop alien.
Yes.
There, you know, and he's... Shep Ramsey's not from Earth. Yeah, there might be gleep-glop parts, and that's a good question, because he's not human.
Thank you, Eric. That's all I was asking.
So what are we thinking here? Is three dicks? Is that what we're saying?
No balls.
No balls.
No less than three penises and zero testicles guaranteed.
Yeah. Like, okay, the two other shafts are a little bulbous. And then the one is... it's an alien!
We hate movies from New York City. Thank you so much.
Hey, you know, brother, when I was drawing up the schematics of what Shep Ramsey looks like down there...
Oh, as the executive producer, he has to know that.
Well, yeah, you know. I got a lot of money riding on this. I got to know what the dick situation looks like.
He's got a bunch of Guillermo del Toro sketches all over.
Then you lift up this dick, brother, there's an eyeball in it.
And that's where the key is.
But, like, there needs to be an alien autopsy of this weirdo, right?
Oh, yeah, totally.
You don't get the government to dissect them piece by piece.
Piece by BVP.
Yeah, the rest of the movie's just an hour-long dissection.
Hosted by Jonathan Frakes.
Yes. Did he really host that?
In the 90s, he hosted an alien autopsy show. I should know. I taped it. Taped it off of Fox. Watched it again and again.
Oh, sweet. Commander Riker's doing something about aliens.
Look, Mom, I told you it's real.
I hate you.
I'm drinking. So, you know, he fish out of water stuff. So,
by the stalking.
Yeah, the stalking. Right. That's right. So he blasts through his own garage and things happen. And now the Undertaker knows where he is, so he's coming down to Earth.
And Christopher Lloyd steals a laser blaster out from underneath Shep Ramsey's mattress.
And then, like, basically the next night, Shep Ramsey goes on a rampage, kind of. Like, he's going around the city trying to help people because he's a hero.
Right.
And he just assaults this mime for no reason.
Now, there's a couple things wrong with this. One, it's, like, failed comedy.
That's most of it.
Right, yeah. But also, like, here's the thing. So this guy, that we do this mime joke, like, no less than four times, encountering this fucking mime. That's talking the whole time, by the way. But so, like, the first time he's doing, like, that classic mime box thing, that's, like, yeah. Mime 101, I guess.
Yeah.
And Shep Ramsey's like, oh, no, you're stuck in a force field, brother. I can get you out of there. He, like, punches this dude in the face.
Which also would break a bone, for sure.
Oh, yeah, you're going to the hospital.
This creepy mind's also outdoing this at, like, midnight or something.
And that's what I was getting at. Now, if you're a guy who's like, I'm going to move to Hollywood to be a huge star, and your way in, at least what you perceive to be your way in, is miming in an alley at the witching hour... Something tells me you're going to be moving back home pretty quickly.
Awfully quick.
Or murdered by a space bounty hunter.
One or the other. One or the other, yeah, for sure.
Nice.
Yeah, and then, like, basically Christopher Lloyd follows him back to his spaceship, and he's like, oh, man, there's all this cool space stuff. And he, like, does, like, Hulk Hogan cross-dressing, I guess you'd call it?
Well, it's Hulk Hogan cosplay.
Okay. That's more accurate.
Now I'm a spaceman. Etc.
He tucks his dick between his legs.
Would you fuck me? I'd fuck me. Goodbye, horses. I'm crying over you.
And now this is when the movie, you know, it's all family nonsense. Oh, no. I didn't know we lost
I broke him. I played with my toys too much and I broke him. Ah.
That's one way to put it.
So at this point...
Oh, mercy.
Basically, yeah. It's been a family movie the whole time. The old I've Got Kids Here, you're definitely watching this with your children.
Is this a hard PG?
It gets there.
I was hard.
So then this woman is about to get sexually assaulted for literally no reason in a kid's movie. This is happening.
Martin Cinemax is like pausing the VHS screen. They're like, finally it's happening. Look at it. Now this is taking a turn for me. I had to wait so long. I've been thinking about what that weird genitalia is. Oh, yeah.
But this isn't a Charles Bronson movie.
No, not at all.
You know what I mean? Like, that's okay in a Charles Bronson movie.
That's more than okay in a Charles Bronson movie.
It's so okay that it's every Charles Bronson movie.
Oh, no. It's happening again.
Hold it right there, Shep Ramsey. Yeah, here we go again.
Yeah, oh, he's rolling his eyes, you think?
Shep Ramsey sounds like an alien to me.
But I mean, like, you could easily, like, she's just calling out for help, and Christopher Lloyd comes out to save her. This could be a purse snatching. This could be, you know.
Anything but rape.
Yeah, yes.
Anything. Sure. It could be anything but rape.
Oh, isn't that your column in Variety?
It's new. I'm glad you brought that up. It's weekly, actually.
Wow, weekly. Okay.
It's a lot of anything.
So. But he comes out dressed as Hulk Hogan, and they're laughing, but it's like these two guys.
Well, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
I mean, look at it. He's like, put the girl away, buddy. Your beef is with me. And they go, is it?
We're just going to shoot you. And they do.
But the problem with his garb is his whole head is exposed. His arms are exposed. But wouldn't you know it, they shoot the breastplate.
Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't you know it?
What a bungle. It's a total botch job.
So he saves her life, sort of, with, like, he has, like, enhanced strength. Is that the idea, this thing?
The muscle amplifier.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Yeah, he
calls
it that, like a muscle amplifier.
That's what's awesome, because, like, Christopher Lloyd tries on this glove, and he, like, squeezes, like, a metallic thing, and he goes, oh, a muscle enhancer. Really? You're a skateboard tinkerer / fake architect. What are you talking about?
It could just be a robot hand.
Yeah.
I would say robot hand.
Yeah, it's a robot hand.
Robot hand! Sounds better.
Yeah.
Sorry, so, what were you saying?
I mean, he saves the day. It's beautiful. It's wonderful.
I guess so.
And then the woman like tries to like repay him in sex, which is really uncomfortable.
Another weird turn for Suburban Commando.
And there's like a boner joke. He's like, just doing my job.
And I'm like, no, not in my kids' movie, pal.
And the
get
little
out of
cod piece, the yes. lights on the cod piece
there's
start blinking.
A sensor because something is getting too close to the piece.
Boner alert.
Yeah.
Boner alert. Shep, start thinking about baseball.
I can't. These pads don't fit. It's like this guy had no balls.
Kind of feels like he might have had three dicks, though.
Yeah. So, but with all his tomfoolery, now the Undertaker and Tony Longo are finally coming to town.
Yeah, which I'm excited about.
And Hulk Hogan's all pissed about it, so he bothers him at work. The last thing you want is Hulk Hogan coming to your job, man. Like, if you got Hulk Hogan hiding in your guest house, that's fine. He comes to your office, you're like, oh, man.
They also don't establish, like, how he knows where he works.
Yeah.
He just shows up, and he's, like, giving lip to this secretary that's sitting there. Mm-hmm. And she's like, go take it. This is the dumbest. Now, think about all we've talked about so far. This is the dumbest part of this movie. The secretary goes, go take a seat. And this is like a fucking Three Stooges joke. He goes, all right. And he leaves, and he comes back holding a couch.
Is it Shep Ramsey or Shemp Ramsey?
Good question.
You know, the other day, brother, I was watching that movie Summer School with Mark Harmon, and he tells all the students, right, he says, go take your seats, and they say, where could we take them? And I'm thinking, I can take that to the next level with my strength and literally grab a seat.
Oh, I'm sorry, you're telling me you didn't see Summer School, brother? All right, listen, production is shut down for the afternoon. I'm going to go find a VHS tape of Summer School.
Oh, scratch that. Going to run out an AMC theater. Going to run it for you full. Old 35mm of it. That's a classic the way it should be.
Going to take my 35mm print out of my garage, brother. That's a personal collection classic. You know, they got a character in that movie named Chainsaw. Kirstie Alley's in there. She was on Cheers. That's a great comedy.
So basically, they find out that they're trying to track where one of Hulk Hogan's guns go missing. It's a free. Wouldn't you know it? It's the freeze ray.
Oh yeah, I hate when that happens.
Just losing your freeze ray fucking sucks.
So these rapists, I'll call them rapists, have stolen the freeze ray and are going to the bank to rob the bank. Because they're multifaceted criminals, they are.
Oh, yeah, they're just real bad dudes.
Ambitious, I would say.
So they freeze the whole town.
Most which of is kind of great.
Yeah, and then they're just like throwing money in sacks, like, you know.
Like you would, like if you're robbing something on the Batman TV show.
Exactly.
There's a sack with a dollar sign, you're stuffing bills in it, you know.
So they think they got the drop on Hulk Hogan, right? Because he's
the leg drop on Hulk Hogan?
Yes. They're about to hit him with the freeze ray, but my favorite part of this movie is he's drinking antifreeze. And he just goes, antifreeze!
Oh, God.
And I'm throwing the fuck up.
I didn't know I was on a podcast with Gigi Allen.
Yeah, that is Steve's own urine.
This is a prop comics shirt, so I'm going to go all prop comedy for the rest of the way.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Fair move.
Yeah, wipe yourself down.
Oh, yeah, it's going to take a minute. Well, there's a video stream. You got to give somebody for the video stream.
Yeah, that's true.
Sure.
Now it's worth their money. You spit all over yourself.
Yeah, you got to sit there like that all night now. You know?
It's dry. So, I don't know. Like,
well, so like now there's a thing. Oh, we didn't mention this. I think Larry Miller's possibly using like racial slurs against Japanese people in this movie.
Yeah.
Because there's this whole side thing where like he's trying to get the big account.
Mm-hmm.
And it's these two Japanese businessmen and a translator who, you know, it's the old gag of like the dude says something in Japanese and you see the subtitles and it's like, knocking Larry Miller, and then the translator's like, he's saying you're awesome.
Yeah.
And so they're trying to get like some contract, and that's sort of like this big thing. There's a huge party.
That's the next thing.
And now here's where the two storylines are coming together, because
the two storylines.
Yeah.
Loosely.
Dude, everything is connected, man. It's like an Inuyaritu film.
Oh, really?
It's Magnolia. It's, yeah. It starts raining frogs. Hulk Hogan's eating them out of the sky. No, oh, but man, so, like, little, he finds
that
out...
That little kid on the quiz show pisses his pants.
I thought that was the funniest thing ever, brother.
Oh, he would not get Magnolia.
It's a metaphor for what?
I'll wait all night, brother. Explain it to me. I got nothing but time. I decide when this beach shop closes.
No, it's like Larry Miller's got all these architecture awards that are made out of a crystal that also powers the fucking spaceship or something.
Yeah, because basically Hulk Hogan's like, I got to get out of town because he runs into the bounty hunters and he's like, oh, they're going to destroy the world. So if I leave, they'll leave with me.
Right.
I just need these things. And this is all in one night. They find a tuxedo that's going to fit Hulk Hogan at like 10 o'clock at night. Nice. Dry movie. Very nice try.
I mean, and it should be a thing where it's like kind of bursting at the seams. Yeah. Like, have that gag.
Or
no, this thing looks
like,
fucking perfect.
Maybe there's a cut scene where he kidnaps a tailor.
No, he kidnaps a tailor. He goes to Planet Hollywood where they have a tuxedo that fit Mr. Ed. And then he just takes in and takes two of the legs out. And he's ready to go.
Hulk Hogan's dressed like he's going to the fucking Cable Ace Awards for this thing. He looks great. Really sharp.
This horse tuxedo is perfect for my genitalia.
What do you know? It fits my three dicks.
So they go into this party and crash it, and they're trying to steal this. And then so this is where the Undertaker and the other guy come in, Tony Longo, and just start. It's a lot of dumb kid movie fighting. There's rocket boots.
Yeah.
There's a lot of, like, we're spinning around a pole, and the sound effects are going.
Yeah, sure. We're defeating them with paper clips.
Oh, sure.
It's fun.
It's a real MacGyver situation.
He murders these two dudes, though. He murders one guy in the elevator shaft.
That's like the second of two elevator deaths in this movie. There's one earlier.
We missed that one.
Well, we're not. Yeah, not counting the stuntmen.
Bravo.
I'm not proud of that.
He's so bad. He is so bad. That's right. He is so bad.
That dude died tragically trying to entertain the world.
The world? No.
Entertain?
No.
This was a laugh riot in China. Guaranteed. Did gangbusters.
No, so then he throws the Undertaker through a wall like Looney Tunes.
Yeah,
and it's like the outline through a concrete wall.
Oh, we're missing the best part. The Undertaker finally speaks at the end of the movie.
Oh, because I was holding my breath the whole time.
And he's got a baby voice?
It's so stupid. It's like, I'm going to kill you, Shep Ramsey.
No.
And the audience goes,
You know, the theater usher is just cleaning crap because no one's there, and he's getting a fucking start on it.
Better get a head start on cleaning this theater because nobody's fucking in here.
He's down on his knees with the chisel trying to get the gum out.
It's great time to renovate a theater when Suburban Commando's playing in it.
All the little projects you can't get to during the week, that's when you do it. All
right, everybody, we got a Hulk Hogan movie coming out this weekend. Get out the to-do list. We are going to clean this theater up. Get scrubbing.
So he dispatches both these dudes, and wouldn't you know it, Suter from the beginning of the movie comes back.
But I thought he died in that explosion. All right.
The movie makes that exact same shrug.
And he kidnaps Christopher Lloyd's family, who have not been in this movie at all.
Zero presence.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's like a big threatening thing. No explanation of like how Suter knows where they live, that he's involved with Hulk Hogan in any capacity. Like, it just doesn't make any sense. It turns out there's continuity errors in this movie. I'm fucking shocked.
I don't understand Suter's human suit. Like, why would you want to be a pasty, doughy, bald guy with a horseshoe hair?
Well,
if you're just wearing a human suit.
See, the thing is, like, I don't get it on the Star Destroyer, but like, you're going to Earth. That's who's in charge, man.
Yeah, that's actually true.
Yeah, but on the Star Destroyer, it does make no sense. He looks like a C-grade Otho. Which, if you don't know what I mean, that's rough.
Watch Beetlejuice, ladies. All right. We're advocating, and then they advocated Beetlejuice for the rest of the show.
There you go.
The merits of.
That's where you got your shirt.
I bought it from Beetlejuice himself. I don't know, man.
Steven's wearing something from the Otho collection.
So, like, he gets in a stupid fight, and Christopher Lloyd tries to save the day by ripping his nuts off. And Hulk Hogan's like, whatever you do, brother, don't rip his nuts off, no!
Well, he grabs and twists with the super hand.
Yeah. The robot hand! Oh, I'm gonna rip these balls off! Crack!
And that really sets this thing off.
He broke at least two dicks.
And then you think Suter's laid out the same way?
Maybe it's a little similar. Maybe, you know, I don't know.
All right, fair enough.
And he turns into the creature from the Black Lagoon.
Oh, man, it's like the creature from the Black Lagoon meets Predator.
I was going to say the vegetable gremlin from Gremlins 2.
Oh, yeah.
He does look like that. Wait, there's gremlins in this movie?
Hey, gremlins. Oh, nobody's in this theater? Forget it. Get out of my movie, gremlins.
Man, Gremlins would have made this movie a little better, huh? Nope.
Yes.
Pepper it with some gremlins.
Instead of Suter, how about just a bunch of fun gremlins?
That's what it is. He rips the nuts off, and then all these gremlins fall out. Yeah. And he turns it like it's just a skin suit, and it like falls down like a balloon, you know? Mm-hmm.
No, I hate to interrupt the editing process, brother, but I'm curious. How do you keep the gremlins out of the projection booth? I've seen that happen too many times, man. I've seen it happen way too many times.
Once they get in there, brother, they're not getting out. I yell at them and yell at them and yell at them.
I got a lot riding on this, but we don't want any gremlins messing it up.
Mother kept on telling me to spray vinegar at them. I don't know what that's doing.
Can vinegar best a gremlin?
No.
Oh. It just makes them angry.
The mother thing.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
And then, like, it's a wrestling fight. The alien, by the way, voiced by, wouldn't you know it, Frank Welker.
God damn it. That magnificent bastard.
And Frank Welker's here tonight. No, that'd be great, wouldn't it?
How fucking cool would that be? A legend just walks up on stage and slaps all of us in the face with a fucking golden glove he owns.
You're going to have to choke me, Welker.
Choke me right out! The only way I can shoot!
Sorry, everybody.
Good God. The only way.
Good God!
I apologize.
You're so bad.
He said it.
That's
kind of the end of the movie. Like
he electrocutes Suter. He's got a Batman Returns death.
He kind of does like,
one last kiss, brother. Mother, I was making out with Frank Welker today. It did it for me.
Yeah, and you know, they wrap things up nicely. Christopher Lloyd stands up to Larry Miller and quits his job because that's exactly what the fucking family needs at the time.
Also, is Shep Ramsey even paying them?
No. With what, space bucks?
Yeah, that's not going to work. Or maybe Coke. He's got like all this Coke that he's got.
Oh, yeah. Stored behind.
This'll work, right? Little of that there for you, brother.
He's also eating them out of house and home.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he sure
movie.
Is. That's fucking gross, isn't it? Let's see. Suter's dead, quits his job.
This secretary. Oh, right. It's all, we're all saying goodbye, and it's a beautiful scene. And, you
it's
know, he ices the kids because he hasn't talked to them at all. This movie's like,
peace. I never learned your name or your name, but say goodbye to Jack, Billy, Fred, Steve, and Cal for me. They're the neighborhood kids I made friends with in this movie.
Oh, we're forgetting about the space skateboard he gets at the end of the movie for no reason.
I think it's Griff Tannen's hoverboard.
Okay.
Hey, go, Shep.
But there's one kid in the neighborhood we gotta single out and talk about.
Oh, yeah.
There's a little girl that's constantly missing her cat, and he pulls it down from the tree and lets it go, and the cat goes and dies or whatever.
Yeah.
And then it happens again later in the movie.
Right.
And wouldn't you know it, Elizabeth Moss
from
Mad Men. Peggy Olson.
Nice little early on role, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, Lizzie, remember when I casted you? Can you get me on that Mad Men show?
I was thinking about the CEO of Gold's Gym.
That'd be perfect.
God, that would be great, isn't it?
Not only am I the president of Gold's Gym, brother, I'm also a customer. Can you tell?
Draper, why don't you spend some gold with that?
Hey, Lizzie, it's Terry again. Listen, Matt Wiener's not calling me back. I've left like a baker's dozen messages there. Sweetheart, just let me know what's going on.
At this rate, I take a scene with Bert Cooper.
Sure hope this is still your phone number. Haven't dialed it in 20-odd years.
since I, as the executive producer of Suburban Commando, hired you on.
It's sort of like I won that Emmys.
Hey, hey,
I started
your
welcome.
Career.
I started your
I made you. Goodbye.
That's how he ends most of his phone calls.
Like, dude, that's what he's reminding the Undertaker every fucking
absolutely.
Day.
Absolutely.
I think that's how he signs all his cards to his kids.
Well, that makes sense, though. It's very literal.
I made you. Sorry you got in that car crash.
Son. You are so bad, dude. You're like...
Well...
No, so...
Oh, the big reveal at the end of the movie.
At the end of the movie, he's going back to space to do whatever the fuck, kill more presidents or something. And this secretary that was, like, kind of flirting with him, just kind of...
Is just like, enough.
She's like, yeah, I'm going to go to space with this dude now. Goodbye, movie! What?
There are so many unanswered questions about that. That's a commitment, first of all. Mm-hmm. You don't know this man other than one time you told him to take a seat and he picked up a couch. And then you pulled a gun on him. That's how all great love stories start.
Sure.
You know, but like once you're out there, man, it's not like you just moved in with somebody you don't know. Right? You can't just, you know, call your dad and be like, turns out Gareth's a jerk.
Yeah.
Come help me move out. You're in fucking space. So it's either this works out with Jeff Ramsey or space suicide.
Yeah, or space murder. He'll just throw out an airlock.
That might be.
You call Chaitu Edgefor, maybe they Martian you back.
Oh, it's all sort of like you're making calculations while you're waiting for it to happen. You're eating shit potatoes.
Yes.
It could happen.
Get Jeff Daniels involved.
Oh, guaranteed. He'd help out.
But I'm on her side in this whole thing because I've been working for fucking Larry Miller.
Oh, yeah, that's
for
true.
For a decade. The icy horror of space sounds great to me.
In space, nobody can hear you scream or cry over your shitty boss. So.
Or shoot.
So then they fly off. They sort of like softball a sequel setup, which is nice. I like a softball sequel setup
because sure.
It's like we're not too cocky, but you know we had a fun time, right?
Yeah, you could do this again, maybe.
Sure. And then that's kind of the end of the movie. Oh, there's a dumb gag where Christopher Lloyd is stuck in traffic. That's how we actually end the film.
Uh-huh.
Which, you know, it's like drag racing, kind of with an old woman.
But he used a laser gun to destroy a traffic light. Well, that's vandalism. That's dangerous.
Well, I'm an anarchist now. This one's for Sacco and Vincenti.
Next up, the White House.
I got space guns.
First things first, this traffic light. The next thing, D.C.
Shep killed the president. Why can't I?
There are space people out there. None of this matters.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's true.
You're all a bunch of sheep.
That doesn't happen in the movie.
No.
Well, I'll be clear, he does just shoot the traffic light there.
Yeah, it would be a sick alternate ending, though. And we filmed a lot of endings of this movie, brother. I had a hard time as executive producer figuring out which one we were going to go with. I went with shooting a traffic light. And then as the credits roll, for some reason, we play the 1812 overture.
You really do.
All right. So, yeah, this is the end of Suburban Commando.
Yeah.
We got to start wrapping things up here. Oh. But we want to thank you guys for coming out. Give yourselves a round of applause. Big thanks to the Hollywood Improv for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
L.A. Podfest.
L.A. Podfest for sure. Also, we are selling posters a little bit later if you want to grab some of those. Those are fun.
We do have one more thing to do.
One more thing here. We want to we like to close with a bit of correspondence. So we go to the IMDb Tribune and just kind of rifle through their comments and see, you know, because everybody likes a movie, right? There's someone out there who's always like, well, this is a masterpiece.
Yeah, you know what? And it's okay to like a movie. It's okay to do that.
That's very true. So here's one we just wanted to read. So the start of this is, gorgeous bodies of strong men. 9 out of 10 stars. This is honestly a cinematic masterpiece.
No, it's not.
Composed from pure sincerity and conviction. Plus, Hulk Hogan is totally hot. OMG.
I think that's more of what it is, probably.
Yeah. Oh, wait, actually, yeah, the username is Hulkster67.
No, it's not.
No. Just imagine if he's writing his own IMDb review.
That's it, man. That's how you get the Criterion box set. You start making IMDb reviews to your old movies, and then
it's like a snowball effect.
At the beginning, you think that this will be just another lowbrow, dumb wit comedy with some dumb pro wrestler.
No, it's so much worse.
But as the movie progresses, we, as the privileged audience, begin to understand the true themes of the work. There is the social commentary on alienation and xenophobia.
Mm, yeah.
The metaphorical commando armor. And, my favorite, the deconstruction of the business world we live in. Seriously, this movie is brilliant. Watch it. You won't regret it. Oh, and did I mention that Hulk Hogan is a beast of a sexy man? Because he is. A large, sexy, sweaty man. I love him and ice cream.
Maybe that's what Gawker was doing. They're like, all right, let's start making nice reviews about Hulk Hogan. He'll drop the suit.
And another one real quick. Intergalactic Warrior spends a few weeks on Earth. 10 out of 10 stars.
Sure.
I won't summarize the movie since other comments have dealt adequately with it.
Oh, that's a backhanded compliment if there ever was.
Yeah, it really is. Let me just say that Suburban Commando has a great plot, is very well written, and delivers in both the comedy and action departments. It is also definitely the best Hulk Hogan movie. I say this after watching the horrible Mr. Nanny.
Mr. Nanny is so much better.
It's been 17 years already, Hulk. How long do we have to wait for Suburban Commando 2? We're We Hate Movies from New York City, everybody. Thank you for coming out, Los Angeles. See you next time. Bye-bye.